All right, I'm gonna be honest with you right now. I believe that 1,000 people's lives are gonna change forever right now, based off of this video. I'm gonna admit something to you that I've been going through. I'm gonna tell you some things about my life, and I completely expect Jesus to meet you where you are today. All right. It's hard not to get emotional. A friend of mine texted me this morning. Lord had put something on his heart about me, and it was 100% true. And he said, I'm gonna read it to you. So I don't care. And I gotta say right now, nothing good ever comes easily. That term pain is weakness leaving the body. I've been going through a lot of pain lately, not physical pain, but mental. And I'm excited for this next year. I'm gonna see people set free from all kinds of different things in 2024. We're gonna see amazing things in this year, but it doesn't. It comes at a cost, and that's like shedding things off your life. So here, this is what he told me about. Sorry if I get emotional, but it's just, hey, this is what it is. Are you tormented about people attacking you on a continual basis? I said, yes, we're talking about like monetarily, you know, in business, like being sued, right? And I said, yeah. And he says, the Lord showed me it was a little devil last night. He's about 4 inches tall and sits on your shoulder. And he says, he's always talking to me about sort of tormenting me. Now, I want to give you a little bit of background with me spiritually. I have experienced demonic stuff in this world and seen it, and the Lord's some pretty wild stuff. Let's put it this way. I'm sure there's some people down below that could actually speak better to this, but once you see the crazy things in life, in this earth, that's spiritual things, you can't just go and sit in a normal church and get along with everybody. It's a different world, right, out there. And I've seen the demonic realm, and I've seen angels, and I've, you know, so I'm one of those weirdo Christians. So I knew when he was telling me this that it was the real deal. And I told him that I experienced all kinds of fear. And he says, it's all BS. He's all, it's just a devil. If you knew what was tormenting you, you'd be so pissed off. And he said, it's been going on for a long time. And he said, it's been going on ever since, you know, YouTube started. I said, yeah, it has. And he asked me if I'd been bullied. And I said, yes, I grew up being bullied by kids. And I always was in a constant state of fear of that, you know, and then I grew up and I got bigger. And that came out a handful of times where I wasn't afraid anymore, because then I hated bullies. And I went and found bullies. That's a whole nother story. And so what I did is I immediately rebuked this fear in the name of Jesus Christ. And I could sense a change in the atmosphere. And I've been going through a lot of fear lately. Many people do not know this. I haven't said anything about it. Sorry, hold on. I'm gonna have to move the camera here. But I quit my job. My last day as a fireman of 23 years full-time, and three years as a reserve. So 26 years total. It happens in a couple weeks. And I moved out of California. You wanna talk about, this is the scariest moment of my life. And I made a leap for a handful of reasons, lots of reasons, one being political. But I've always said that there's never a better time to start a business than during a economic downturn. And I mean it. And so I'm about to do it. Another business, and practice what I preach. And so for the last 6 months, I've been a total crap show when it comes to emotions because I didn't realize how much of my identity was wrapped into being a firefighter. And so if you only knew, I've always worn my emotions on my sleeve. God showed me once that it was power. Still didn't help the fact I didn't like it. But yeah, I didn't realize how much of my self-esteem was built up in being a firefighter. And yeah, I walked away from the pension and insurance benefits and all that stuff. I had 2 years left, but a change had to be made because things are going to get pretty gnarly. And I didn't leave out of fear, although I feared leaving. And so the last like 6 months of my life, I've been really, you know, I've always wanted to be a motivational speaker. And a good motivational speaker can't motivate others unless they went through pain themselves. Because how do you relate to people that need motivating, right? Well, I've been going through it. I've been going through it as I have a couple YouTube channels. and I want what I'm going through to help other people. So I can't be afraid of sharing it. Now, God, when I was praying this morning, I started looking up some verses, you know, the verse that God doesn't give us the spirit of fear, and that we don't battle against flesh and blood, but we battle against the spiritual realm. And that's exactly what's going on. You know, the reason why I want to share this with you is because if you knew, you know, there are people that know things about me and they're like, how could you be afraid? You know, or some people are like, you have no fear in you. A lot of people think that, but it's not true. It's absolutely not true. And fear grips us and it stops us from making good decisions. It stops us from some of the greatest opportunities in our lives. And in 2024, yeah, things are going to get rough. They're going to get bad. But you know what? You were made for these days. You were made for something great. So was I. And I'm here to, I just want to be a witness that you know, it's funny. I set out to start a video. I got an idea of what I'm going to say. I hit record and everything goes right out of my brain. when I was training firefighters, I used to use the phrase, I want to see you piss excellence. Everybody get a kick out of that. But I always meant it. I said, every single thing that comes out of you, I swear, better be excellent. If it isn't. And I used to use the thing, I'm like, oh, you know, especially with the young guys. I'm like, if you let the fat old guy, I was using myself as an example, beat you at this SCBA drill or beat you to that hose pull, then you should be in the corner crying or going and practicing all night. And I would give it my all because I knew that I would pull my all out of them, out of using their fear of being embarrassed. You see, we all have fear. And I have had amazing success in my life because of the times that I did not have the fear. And what you're witnessing right now is me staring some of my biggest fears right in the face and charging them. And it's hard. It really is hard. But in this year of 2024, I believe this is the year we have to completely walk away from fear. And as I rebuked that spirit of fear, and I want to rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ over every single person watching this video right now, you know, if you've got a fear of something, put it down below. Put what your fear is. You know, my fear is not being a success, not being able to make a good life for my family. My fear is somebody coming to try and attack what I've built up. Those are my fears. And I rebuke those. Put them down below and rebuke your fears right now. You know, I set up this video just to talk, and I took the monetization off because, you know, the truth is, the algorithms, they tell you when you get, you know, some status level with YouTube and X and all these different platforms, they tell you if you don't monetize it, we won't share it. That's just the truth. If you don't hit them full of commercials, that's the truth. We won't push your video. And so I hate that. So I took the monetization off this. Why? Because I'm gonna let God move this video. God's gonna put this in front of the people that need to hear this. As a matter of fact, if you need to hear this right now, type, this is for me. And I'll let you, by you exposing your fears, because we gotta write them out. We gotta put them out there and say, you know what, devil, Satan, I don't have a spirit of fear. I've got the one that created this earth and created me and created you. I'm talking to the devil right now. I'm talking to Satan himself. He's behind me. You know, a friend of mine said, a good friend of mine, Jesse, told me, he says, you notice that the spiritual warfare, what we put on in the Bible, it talks about the breastplate of righteousness, helmet, shield, sword. There's no backplate. There's nothing in the back because God never expected you to run, ever. You're supposed to take it head on. And like where I moved to with my family, I told my wife, I said, I'm not going to walk past an open door. I'm not going to walk past it. I saw a sign for an open house. So a house, I'm like, we can't afford it. Drove right into it. And I met an amazing lady, an attorney in this town who loves Jesus too. I said, I'm not going to close the door. I'm not going to walk past it. I'm going to walk right into every single door. And so I'm really excited to be a part of this group of people that we call Ninja Nation, a bunch of people that don't look like they are successful. They don't look like they may be strong on the outside, but you are. And you're building something right now. We know that our country's being attacked and it gets scary. Man, we're more powerful because of Jesus Christ. And here's the cool thing. To the people that don't believe, that's okay. We could still be friends. But I have a feeling if you would open your heart and just say, you know what? All I want is the truth. And I don't believe in God. But you know what? If it's real, if this whole thing's real, if God created this earth, created me, created everyone I know, created everything we see, including these stones right here behind me, I would want to know him. If I could have a personal relationship with him, yeah, I want to know him. And that's the other thing. Don't let the church tell you. Don't let pastors lie to you. Don't let, you know, clergy or elders lie to you and say that's for the elite. That's for them. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Jesus Christ wants to know you personally. The only thing holding that relationship back is you. And he died for your sins. That's it. So I rebuked the enemy, the spirit of fear this morning. And I said, I want to show you a big, I got to keep this clean, but you know what I mean? And I'm going to go live and I'm going to go and share with thousands of people that I rebuked the spirit of fear this morning. And I'm not immune to that kind of stuff. I'm just a normal person, just like you. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of you out there that right now are changing the world, and I want to too. And I'm going to go live my destiny this year, right in front of you guys. I'm going to drop my weight. I'm cleaning my relationship up with God. And I know that many, many of you are going to too. And this is the other good thing. A lot of people get afraid, are afraid because all this crap going on in the world. And they, man, the army, that army is huge. It's mighty. But when we have the creator of this earth behind us, it only takes a few. It just takes a few chosen people. And every single one of us are chosen, but do we answer that call? That's the question. And I'm telling you right now, publicly, and God's going to move this algorithm spiritually. It's going to go to the right people. Hey, I hope you guys have an awesome day. And I'm going to have an awesome day because I'm going forth without fear. It's rough leaving the fire department. I saw yesterday, I came past a control burn operation. I saw a column of smoke. What's going on? So I went down there. And then I came across, I was one of the first people on scene of a structure fire in a restaurant yesterday. You know, I'm going to miss that. I may volunteer. I may go back. I may go to a city later on, you know, but I need to take this year off because I want to lead the greatest life I've ever led. And I want to see you lead the greatest life ever. You can't do that by playing it safe. So I'm going to look fear right in the eye. And I'm going to go crush it. Hope you guys have a great day. The Economic Ninja is out.